The following program is a CLW83.com production. This edition of the NAWC is
uncensored.
And now, WrestleChat.net, the freaking awesome network, and CLW83.com present the NAWC. For nearly a decade, the wrestling podcast of record, bringing you great wrestling discussion since 2007. Sponsored this week by the following.
All right, guys, listen. Ratings are at an all-time low. We've got to give Roman Reigns something so he can get over with the fans, especially since he's the one who's going to be closing this week's Monday Night Raw. Come up with something catchy that will perk up both Roman and our ratings, or else you're fired.
Oh, jeez. Oh, man. I mean, something that can perk up both Roman and the ratings? I don't know. I mean,
I love this croissant BLT.
It's only $2.99. It's great.
And these little tots. Don't forget them.
Aww.
Forget these little guys.
Cute and cute.
Hey!
I said it.
You did. I'm like your tater tot.
A little tater tot. Pay more than $2.99 for you, just so you know.
I don't need to know how much you'd pay for me.
$2.99 croissant BLT and tots.
Hey, wait a minute.
You're still just talking. You're just sitting there yapping. Yap, yap, yap. I thought Irishmen had potatoes. It looks like you're just smuggling some tater tots.
I'm a genius. Oh, I love it. Tater tots. Oh, it's brilliant. It's freaking brilliant. Oh, Vince wants to see me in his office. Okay. Hey, Mr. McMahon, how are you? I'm glad you wanted to see me.
You shouldn't be. Did you not take a look at the ratings? They're down, lowest of all time in the three-hour era. People are pissed. We lost our sponsorship deal with Sonic, damn it. Johnson, you're fired.
So much for that holiday bonus I was looking forward to.
However, I'd like to research if they did lose the Sonic endorsement, so that way I don't have to listen to those two stupid guys anymore. I should be so lucky. But poor Roman, having to spit out more bullshit promos. He can talk. Just let him talk, or let him kill people. That's what Samoans do. And what we do is we talk about it here at the North American Wrestling Connection. My name is Nikki Heyman. And at the table today, it's not quite a full table, but I'll take it. We'll start with our resident recently employed legal eagle, Jason Block.
A little, hey, look, holiday cash is holiday cash. At least, you know, I'm not writing lines like that. Oh, my God. Really? Oh, good grief.
And somebody who's also good at writing ridiculous copy and adding up ridiculous numbers, step with Josh Henniger.
Hey now, stop accusing I cook the books. You're the one who keeps bouncing things around here.
I'm not in charge of the budget.
You sure about that?
I can handle all the zeros that Muckamuck can throw at me.
Yeah, there's no number before those, though. It's all zeros.
So, before we go into Roman's plight, we have some, we've got some more important information coming down the wire. Despite the old music, this is not old news. We have two WWE superstars that are pretty much on the verge of having to call it a career. One that is absolutely positively, or at least he better do so, is Sting. Sting's gone on record to say, hey, you know, I'm pretty sure this went down at Night of Champions. But interestingly enough, Stat Boy, he doesn't blame Rollins.
Yeah, nor should he. He's had how long of a career again? He debuted in 85 and was an active wrestler until like 2012, 2013. This was bound to happen.
I just, you know, I like the fact, though, that he's willing to deflect the heat because the IWC is still going to say something.
Mm-hmm.
But we have dreaded letters, Jason, but I heard two dreaded words in his interview.
Spinal stenosis.
Oh, boy.
Those were the two dreaded words.
Indeed.
And here's the difference, because he claimed, and by the way, this was on Ric Flair's Podcast One, Woo Nation podcast, for the correct, we just want to source it correctly here.
Right.
He had stated that, you know, you're correct, he doesn't blame Seth Rollins, and he says he thinks he wants to try and come back because, hey, John Cena did it, and he had it. Look, okay, can we call you Steve? Because, you know, all this sort of stuff. You are in your mid-50s, okay? You ain't Peyton Manning. You have been on the road for, as we said, 30 years, right? You ain't got shit to prove. You ain't got nothing to prove. You have wrestled at WrestleMania, hanging up, you know? You could go into the Hall of Fame in Texas this year. People won't care. They will not care. Get your health ready. That's all you need to do. Right?
Yeah.
That's all it is.
It's, you know, he had his injury notwithstanding with Rollins was awesome. And that's something that Rollins will always have. And Sting got his, you know, has had his WrestleMania moment. He's getting shit tons of money from merch. He doesn't have to work another day in his life. He strikes me as somebody who was smart with his money. Especially since he got the stuff that he got from TNA was keep putting a lot of other people on food stamps.
Hi-yo!
Oof, so, ouch.
Sorry, but true. But if he does have to have the surgery, he is in good hands. He will be seeing Dr. Maroon, the same guy who worked on John Cena. And Sting, you ain't walking out of the hospital after the surgery's over.
I believe Dr. Joseph Maroon was also the same doctor who did, Great Khali's acromegaly surgery, if I'm not mistaken. And I believe he's also the doctor that helped Bruno Sammartino get through his surgery and is also the head doctor of the wellness program, if I'm not mistaken, as well. Yep. So this guy is pretty high up on the food chain.
So, yeah, he's, you know, he's going to do his best to put Sting back together, but really, Stinger, you don't need to prove nothing more to us. I enjoyed watching Starrcade 89 last night. And, you know, that was enjoyable. We're never going to see that version of Sting again. But you don't, you don't have to prove nothing to nobody. And if you peek over Dr. Maroon's shoulder, you'll see he has another patient on his docket. Mr. Danielson, Brian Danielson.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't hear it exactly that it was confirmed he's having neck surgery.
It's not confirmed. I saw you put him on the list there, Stat Boy. You want to fill me in?
If I'm not mistaken, the main reason why Daniel Bryan's not being able to be cleared at all, and I'm pretty sure it's been talked about in previous episodes of the NAWC, is that Dr. Maroon will not clear him, even though other doctors have. Two other doctors have, in fact.
Is either of them Chris Amon?
No.
Then Dr. Maroon realizes that his ass and his reputation are banked on this.
Mm-hmm.
And if he can't guarantee it, which no doctor can guarantee anything.
Yeah.
So this is where it's starting to get a little murky. Brian has gone on record that he has been approached by WWE for a non-wrestling role.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's working as a trainer at the Performance Center or an on-screen speaking role, which, you know, my suggestion would be to give him the Mick Foley 99 role of the face general manager to run things so we don't have to see the authority for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly because Roman isn't up against the authority. Ambrose isn't up against the authority. Nobody's really in Hunter or Steph's faces right now.
Mm-hmm. That, and also he has 2 years left on his contract at least.
Yeah, WWE wants to keep on making money. Brian has hinted, though, that if he's not going to be allowed to wrestle in the Fed, he might go look for someplace else to wrestle.
Yeah.
Jason, we discussed this a little bit before the show.
Yes.
You don't begrudge WWE for not clearing Brian, and you apparently don't begrudge Brian for looking around.
No, I don't begrudge either side. I mean, look, if I may throw a little BS shade on them, on BS Big Show shade on against the WWE, not mm-hmm. against, for the WWE, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I think the WWE has a better concussion protocol than the NFL does. Mm. Okay?
See, also, Staubach, Roger. Anyway,
Yeah, okay. And of course, a couple of examples this season where players got banged up and we thought they would be taken out due to the concussion protocol, and they weren't. See Cam Newton, see Josh McCown, I believe. Look, the WWE wants to is a multi-billion-dollar corporation right now. Mm-hmm. They are, you know, contrary to the quote-unquote dire straits of the ratings and the creative lull that they're in, the WWE is in fantastic financial shape. We've talked about mm-hmm. this before. The network yeah. is in big money. As a matter of fact, if I may tie in, they're going to debut in Japan in 2 weeks on January 5th, okay? You also have the fact that on the Slammy Awards in 2 weeks, you have the biggest corporate sponsor in some little company called Coca-Cola. Okay?
Who?
Wow.
Yep. So, you are not going to have a wrestler who has had concussion issues be cleared in the ring and then get injured again. And am I wrong on this, Nikki? Does the WWE care more about its performers right now than the NFL does?
It's nice to see that they finally do care about their performers. And notice that it was Coca-Cola and not Pepsi.
Yeah, whoops.
Hmm?
That didn't work, did it?
Yeah, try it again.
I said Pepsi! Freaking soundboard.
Something, pay attention to me.
Yeah. Well, put it to you this way. CM Punk ain't working for the WWE if it's on her soundboard.
Yeah.
Damn it, Punk. You weren't supposed to quit on me. Okay. I'll look into that later. I don't understand why my stuff ain't working.
That's all right. But yeah, but it is. Yeah,
oh, okay.
But,
No, I see what's going on. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
So, no, WWE is pretty much hedging their bets. Daniel Bryan doesn't think he's as hurt as they think he is. So we're pretty much at loggerheads here. I would hope that Bryan would stick around just because he could, you know, he can retire right now. He's not ready to, but financially, I think he could. But two more years of Daniel Bryan merchandise, if he and Brie are going to have kids, they're set.
Mm-hmm. And Daniel Bryan hasn't had a full DVD set made out for him yet, has he?
No, but I'm going to tell you.
I thought he had a smaller one, but nothing like a three disc. It was like a one disc showing.
Right, and they're going to, you know, and they will have to do that eventually since hell is frozen over in the DVD department. Who here has it?
Has what?
Owen Hart.
Oh, that's right. I don't know if that's on my wish list yet, but I'll put that on there.
I forgot about that.
Tisk. Buy it. Buy two and give it to a friend and tell Martha Hart to shut up. Please.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, seriously. I mean, you're getting a full DVD treatment and yeah. Right?
Yeah. So, but yes, definitely get this. And just show her why she shouldn't have had this all tied up in legal for 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
Also on the injury list, before I go on to Raw, Randy Orton has been put on record that he might be out a year or more. I can't say I miss him. And I don't even mean that in a mean way.
Well, I mean, look, the thing is, Randy Orton has had shoulder issues for a long time.
Yes.
And I think what happened was is that when they did an examination, they found something more, which is, you know, look, I don't begrudge him for all that sort of stuff, but he's been injury prone for a long, long time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I recall one of his matches with Triple H where he broke his collarbone. You actually heard him tell Hunter that he broke his collarbone.
Jeez.
I was at Over the Limit 2010 when he hurt himself doing his taunt.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
I'm sorry, Randy. You are never living that down. Nor are you going to live down the fact that you got yourself hurt slipping in the driveway, taking out the garbage.
Baby, oil.
Yeah, just raise that up a little bit. That'd be great. Just a tad on the volume, but
oh
yes.
yeah. Okay, there we go. I bet this works now.
Huh? Wait a minute, the anonymous GM is back. Oh no!
No. That's not the GM's. That's not the GM's buzzer. Trust me. However, that can was full of Diet Pepsi.
Pay attention to me.
Yes, exactly.
There
close
we
enough.
Go.
Okay. Done. So we have Randy on the shelf. We have Seth Rollins on the shelf. We have Sting probably not coming back. We have Bryan as a great big question mark. Yes. No. Maybe.
I don't know!
That's Luger. And then we have the problem of a Samoan who had his feelings hurt on Monday as the crowd justifiably complained about the fact that he had a stupid promo.
Yeah.
God, don't, that was awful.
Don't blame Roman. I want that writer's head on a stick because it's the same dude who wrote Roman and the Beanstalk. I'm almost convinced.
So angry that your internet's cracking. Oh, boy.
Yeah, my internet is not pleased. I'm not pleased. Because Roman was finally starting to get some more of these people behind him. Granted, some of it is a residual pop from being buddies with Ambrose and being being related to the Usos.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But
and it's also fighting the weakest champion, I think, since Rey Mysterio, if you really want to call it that.
Unfortunately, but I understand the timing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
Fella's got a movie coming. And why did they cast Sheamus for this part if the ECW original was available? They could have
probably because he fits a certain look.
Well, I'm just saying, a rhino is a rhino. And when you get that one running out of Detroit, look out. Since apparently Bubba made some phone calls, or Tommy made a phone call, and then they realized, oh wait, he's in Orlando. We don't even have to call that far. Since Bubba was suggesting there was going to be another of the originals showing up, I had already made a conclusion.
Dude.
But apparently not yet.
I was thinking it was going to be one of two others.
Who else did you have in mind?
A drug user or an alcohol user?
That doesn't narrow it down much.
Well, one of them's really well known for alcohol.
Sandman.
And Singapore Canes. Yeah, Sandman.
Okay.
Given Bubba's tweet. And also, when the hell are they bringing LSD in?
I think Spike's done.
Spike's retired? Mom.
He's a teacher.
Which is only slightly less dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. That probably would have been funnier a few years ago. Anyway. So, yeah. But yes, Bubba, let's see. Roman and his buddies and Bubba and some ECW guys and the Wyatt family and the League of Nations started a war on Monday night. Or at least tried to. The Authority made him do it in a more organized fashion. In a four-team elimination match when we could have had a commercial long schmoz. Actually, I shouldn't complain. It wasn't a bad match. But it was kind of, again, it was just kind of weird that these four teams, you know, the Wyatts known for their chaos. Roman, who JBL continues to complain is a hothead, yet still makes it through the crowd without punching anybody in the face.
For now.
If shit keeps going on with fans doing stupid crap at shows, you know, one of these days he might wind up and hurt somebody. And then the League of Nations, unfortunately, sitting in the background of all this, going, wait, what about us?
I don't know. What about you?
Well, first of all, League of Nations, you guys need merch. Because merch is what makes the world go round.
Yep.
And merch is what makes a new day happy.
New day horns. New day horns.
New day horns, yes. There. Sold out.
And that even the pony hater likes.
Jim is flabbergasted.
Yeah,
Jim had to hold his head in shame because not only did all of the New Day come out wearing them, they managed to get Team Bad involved, and the fans loved it so much, they sold out.
Mm-hmm.
So you might not be able to get one of these for Christmas, folks.
Yep, and Sasha was twerking Moggle.
So all that was missing was somebody out there in a costume for the blind unicorn from the New Day shirt. Seriously.
Oh, good grief. Okay, that's I'll say
all
this.
That was missing.
Oh, well, Jim, oh no.
While Jim Williams appears, he uses pony.
It's super effective.
Hi, Jim.
No. The fact that all the New Day unicorn horns are sold out, by the way, Merry Christmas, Nikki. Yours will be coming to you by the 24th. What else can I say? It's the power of Sasha's booty.
Well, you do know that Sasha, the Team Bad, and the New Day have been doofusing it out on social media.
The dance
for quite
off.
Some time.
Oh yeah, this has been going months. On for a while. So, and apparently, it's been well received enough that somebody managed to get it on television.
probably Xavier, because Xavier seems to almost be the spearhead of all of this.
Because he's a geek, he's a dork, he's a gamer.
He's a doofus.
And he is a hell of a showman.
And he's about to
and his channel battle. Doesn't have 200,000 viewers now?
It wouldn't surprise me. Now. It wouldn't surprise
and they did,
me.
They just did a live stream week this week. So mm-hmm.
It didn't do well, but yeah. 275,000 subscribers. My God.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's really good for a channel that just launched 4 months ago.
Yeah.
You want to know why? You want to know why they're that many subscribers? Months, you want to know why?
Why?
Because they follow three simple words. Keep it tight. I don't know what it is, booty. But... I'm going to go back and watch Sasha twerking. I'll be back for Pick'ems. Booty, booty, booty.
But you also...
And... Okay, so maybe that was the booty that, that Biggie's been talking about. Yeah, no.
Did you also notice that, that Damian Sandow also lives there a little bit, too?
Well, see, that's, I'll tell you what. That's someplace where the guys that aren't getting TV time are having some fun. Sandow's been on there. Slater's been on there. Axel shows up from time to time.
Miz shows up and gets owned.
Oh, he got cheese weaseled. In Miz's defense, he got cheese weaseled.
Good. Brown fans deserve it.
Oh,
I'm revoking his gamer's license because he cannot play Blanca to save his freaking life.
Oh, by the way, speaking of Axel, go to whereisaxel.com, by the way.
Oh, what? No.
What is he... What are you doing, Joe? What are you doing? Where is AXEL.com?
That's correct.
Yep.
Where don't is Axel.com? Don't be afraid to look.
You got to get on a mailing list. There could be something WWE related or something he might be putting himself on the whole nine
or
yards.
Something all together different. Or, well, something not from anyone but the fans.
I don't have enough information to give them mine.
Well, have you done the Who Is on that page yet?
I haven't. Stat Boy, that's your department.
Who Is? I didn't even see that. All I'm seeing is Where's Axel all over it.
No, 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 but what I mean is that there's a... Can you tell who owns the page?
Oh, a Who Is. Okay, give me a ticker. Okay, whois.net. All right, keep going while I look this up.
Okay, sure.
But yes, all of this little, these little entertaining bits are the ones that I don't think Vince has any say on. And Xavier has probably understands how it works, because all he has to do is kind of sidle up to Hunter and say, I'll be your best friend.
Yeah, well.
And he promises not to play the trombone in Stephanie's ear.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm already registered to GoDaddy. Okay. November 30th.
Okay.
So the site just got put up. But do you know by
2 weeks.
Out?
Yeah.
But we know by whom.
Yeah. Let's see if I can find more stuff. Oh, I might have went to the wrong site.
Well, okay. I'll let you keep playing with that. Something else that's been very entertaining is the fact that they've, you know, when WWE moves their shows from one channel to the other, these are some of the most entertaining ads that they'll ever write. Between, you know, when the one that they did several years ago when they were moving back to USA, mm-hmm. and they did the we're moving from the McMahon household and shows a whole bunch of wrestlers packing up their crap to go on this trip and dragging a ring behind one of the trucks. And Hunter saying, are we there yet? Anyway,
yeah.
This time, though, we're doing a corporate move. And They have two 30-second ads that are easy enough to find, which is the authority looking for ideas on how to announce it, to which the IWC said, that's exactly how they do it, too, for all of their creative decisions.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a whole bunch of these... let's see, the second 30-second one is the Wyatts showing up for an appointment ahead of the rest of the roster that comes pouring out of the elevators. But there's a bunch of these little 15-second ones. Yeah, the move to the 3-hour Raw commercials were ones like that.
Mm-hmm.
But there's these 15-second ones that I'm still trying to find. They're little things. Like, Roman doesn't know how to put together a one of these fold-out boxes to pack stuff in.
Oh, I saw that. That was, oh my God, that was
hilarious. Yeah, doesn't surprise me. He probably also has a little bit of trouble figuring out what 2 + 2 equals.
Oh,
some say he might equal Thomas Jefferson.
No, that's Booker.
Yeah, I know it.
To Roman, 2 + 2 equals Spear. Or is that Edge? Anyway.
Or is that Bobby Lashley?
Anyway.
Or is that Rhino? Or is that Goldberg?
Stop that.
Ah!
But they did another one with Cesaro coming off the elevator with a box full of stuff, including a random pink flamingo. As we mentioned, New Day and Team Bad, they didn't have Big E wheeling Sasha out of the building. They had Titus O'Neil, and I was like, no, that's not quite right. And there's a couple more of these out there. But yeah, when they moved to 8 o'clock, all the round of telephone, and actually the making of is even funnier.
At least this is miles better than the My Network TV crapola.
That some of this that we saw, that I know I saw in person.
Mm-hmm.
When
Jesse and Festus were taking everyone with them.
Bubble wrapping people and carting them out.
Including Heath Slater, if I remember correctly.
Heath wasn't around back then.
Heath wasn't a full-time guy yet. This was like
a... Heath was in Florida Championship at the time, I think.
Yeah, but I'm just forgetting who they wrapped.
I don't know if I would need to research. I'd have to go look all this up.
Wrap up Wang Yang?
Did they wrap up? If they wrapped up Jimmy Wang Yang, that's even funnier because he was from Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. He lives in Cincy.
I
remember is that somebody got bubble wrapped and they actually had a moving van.
Or was it a random jobber?
Probably a random jobber, knowing those two.
Yeah, and then of course, imagine if they would have been able to bubble wrap Rosie.
He'd have done it.
Yeah.
He would have done it. And thank you for bringing up said superhero. WWE has finally acknowledged the familial relation between the superhero in training and the current Samoan Superman.
Nice.
Thanks to Arthur Ocal. I mean, what's his real name now? Kenneth Richards?
No. Oh, crap. Crap.
Kyle Edwards.
Yes, Kyle Edwards.
That great NASCAR racer. Kyle Edwards, baby.
Hey, I know a Kyle Edwards. That's not very nice.
Anyway, Mr. Edwards did a thing about wrestling families, and that was one of the things he brought up. He brought up that, Rosie is Roman's older brother. That the Usos are Rikishi's sons, and they even brought up Umaga.
What?
Umaga was brought up because he is, I think, Rikishi's brother.
Yeah, and I thought he was persona non grata after the whole situation.
After him passing in Australia, it wasn't under WWE's banner, so they didn't quite completely Benoit him.
They more or less hearted him.
Yeah, they Owen hearted him. I hate to say it. But they did this little thing about the family things, which I was like, oh, is this in response to my kayfabe family jokes? That Tyler Breeze is Christian's son? That Damian Sandow might be the nephew of the genius? get that whole list.
So who would be Rick Root's son then?
Jomo?
Oh, it would be stupid, sexy Jomo. Muy Muy Mundo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Dean Ambrose is Roddy Piper's son. Dean Ambrose, and there's a little bit of a connection there. I'm sure Piper's been in jail for something.
Yeah.
Let's see. What else do we have? I'm just going off the ones that I did. Although somebody suggested that Brutus the Barber Beefcake and Davy Boy Smith were somehow related. That Goldust might be tied back to Gorgeous George.
To some degree.
The canon acceptance of Ric Flair and Charles Robinson.
Golden Age, baby. Woo!
Woo!
And I don't care if he's been fired twice, Brad Maddox is more Bischoff than Garrett Bischoff.
Oh.
Maddie?
Mad yes. Cracks.
Yes, and
straight
I did mention
down to the white hair.
And yes, yes, I did put in Billy. I had Billy Gunn and Dolph Ziggler as like my first post. So
yeah, that's a big old no-brainer.
It's just scary though, because if you did a face swap, would you notice?
Just barely, but that's because Billy Gunn has a few more wrinkles.
So, anyway, we're straying, but that's all right. But yeah, WWE can be entertaining, but I think even Hunter is hinting, at least in interview he did this week, that yes, he knows there's a problem, but this is one of those things you can't turn the Titanic on a dime. You can't hang a hard right with a multi-billion dollar company.
Mm-hmm.
Jason, had you seen or heard this thing with Hunter?
Yeah, let me just find it actually. And this is very interesting the way he says it. Let me just actually find it because it's real interesting how he puts it.
I've got the money quote.
Yeah, go ahead.
We just have to become more disciplined and more creative with how we do things and how we operate the shows. We've had some unfortunate situations with injuries and everything else. It's on us to be more creative and come up with a better format, a better show. We hear people's frustrations and in a lot of ways feel the same way. It's fixing it and trying to fix it. It is what it is. How we fix it, we're not 100% sure just yet. We'll get there. Trust me. Would you like can you give me a corporate translation, Jason?
Shut the fuck up and let us do our job. Let me just say, or he could really say, it's not my fault. I'm running NXT.
Mm-hmm. And didn't he kind of also say that during the call?
Yeah. Yeah. That's another part of the interview. I just had that one quote. But it is one. It's that picture that's out there. He booked this shit, not me.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that it's got 7 pages on the fan boards, and everybody making a lot of fun of it. Let's see. Yes, Vince McMahon's answer. We need more Roman. I need more wank material. I got you, baby girl. It's wrong. It is so wrong. Poor Roman is stuck in the middle of all this mess.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody save that poor Samoan.
The only way he's going to get saved if they, you know, if they decide to, you know, shut him up and let him work.
Yeah. This is a guy who comes in and wrecks shit.
Mm-hmm.
That is what Samoans do. Just use all of the Samoan tropes on him, short of the fact that he actually can speak English. But you hit him in the head. No, it doesn't hurt him. He hits you with his head. Sell it like death. I mean, I just, you know, perfect example. I forget what signing this was for, but the Shield came into the ring. They had a table set up, and they had the big chairs like what the announcers normally sit in. While Rollins and Ambrose are doing all the talking, Reigns is just walking around behind him, picking up the chair, throwing it out of the ring, picking up a chair, throwing it out of the ring, picking up a chair, throwing it out of the ring. That's, you know, and just doing it almost casually, like, yeah, I need something to do while they're talking. You know, we're going to need room because we're going to have a schmoz. I know this is going to be a schmoz, which is something that apparently Dean Ambrose is still good at. Dean's still allowed to meta. He did it at the contract signing for his match with Owens, where he made the comment, you know, I'll sign it. He signs it. We flip the table. We beat each other up for a little bit. We get up and we'll beat each other up a little bit more. You know, we're gonna knock each other down. I'm gonna get up.
After that, what I'm gonna do next, I can't even say on this show.
Oh my.
So, does anybody know who got to play the pencil neck? We know it was either a local jobber or an NXT guy that hasn't been showcased yet.
On Monday night?
Yeah.
Tuesday.
I'm sorry, you're right. Thursday. SmackDown.
Oh, SmackDown?
Yeah.
Hmm.
They were in Jacksonville.
Admittedly, I was not able to see that show last night because I was kind of at work.
It's all good. I just, you know, I watched it this morning because I was working on another podcast while SmackDown was airing. The beauty of DVR, ladies and gentlemen. So, and as usual, SmackDown did a lot of rehashing and got things ready for the pay-per-view, which is one of the reasons why Statboy is on the panel tonight. Is there anything else that we needed to talk about?
Nothing. NXT TakeOver this week.
That's true. This coming week is NXT TakeOver in London. They're currently in the UK right now, doing shows. And you lucky Brits, you get to see Sammy. I don't believe any of Sami Zayn's matches will be televised on NXT for a little while, if at all. And frankly, we could kind of use him on the main show. Well, yeah, they're going to tape a couple of them at TakeOver, and they'll be shown later. Those are the ones I was talking about, Carl. They're going to tape a couple of a match or two with Zayn that anyone who is not in attendance isn't going to see for a couple of weeks.
Yep, because they're showing four more episodes, or four new episodes that'll take us through January afterwards.
Mm-hmm. So, because I did see a couple guys on the boards have posted pictures from UK shows, and the stuff that's in the can is going to cover them till the first of the year because they're not going to be traveling. Once they're back in the States, they're done for the holiday, which is actually pretty damn cool. As long as they're getting paid well enough to enjoy their holiday, is all I ask. Because I did look that up. Oh, that is something I need to throw out there. Back in September, they had done the tour of a lifetime thing at the Performance Center. They are offering it again at the end of January.
The 23rd,
Is that the week before? Is that the weekend of the Rumble?
That is weekend of, the day before.
So, if you happen to have $2,000 laying around, you can go to this once-in-a-lifetime experience and stick around for the Rumble.
Where is the Rumble this year? I thought it was...
I'm pretty sure it's it's at the O'Rena. I mean, the TD Waterhouse, whatever they're calling it now. I think they're actually in Orlando this year, this time around.
They're in the Amway Center.
Yeah. Formerly the TD Waterhouse Center, formerly the arena. Yeah.
It's a different arena.
Sorry. When I keep hearing TD, I think of something else.
Giggity. Yeah. Let's see. Just checking on something here. Oh, would you
find who he was?
Okay. Mikey's bugging me over here. Did Dana White not notice who bought Octagon Spaces tonight? There is the perfect WWE 2K16 advert on the Octagon posts for the Ultimate Fighter finale tonight. I love how someone on Facebook says that WWE and UFC aren't direct competitors.
They aren't because, as you said, because 2K is not WWE. They're not.
No, they're not. So 2K Sports probably, you know, negotiated the ad, and I still think that Dana and Vince snarl at each other on camera and then go out for coffee afterwards. So
money talks, BS walks.
And Ronda Rousey's loss pretty much lowered her asking price, which is probably why Dana's upset. Because if she won that...
Now he's banking on Conor McGregor this weekend, so...
Yeah, Dana's not doing so well right now.
And he's not helping his own cause after something he said and came out with to Deadspin that I found out today. A little red state, blue state for you here. Hey, Jason.
You go on.
Yeah, what do you got?
Well, you know, in these times that we're in, you always have to be careful of what you say to try to get the most people you can happy. Dana White publicly said he's voting for Donald Trump.
Okay. I got to say something. So what?
I know.
I'm still a rock star.
No. So what? No. Okay. Just because you don't like Donald Trump doesn't mean that because he says something wrong doesn't make him a bad guy.
The difference between you and me, though, you, me, and him is this. We don't run a major business, you see.
That's true.
He runs a major business. I'm looking at it not so much from an, I don't care what the guy is, because, he's a dick.
I know what you're saying. But dollars I'll give you and one cents. Wrong. He's going to make money because of this, not lose it, okay?
By publicly backing a guy that has been banned from several cities?
Allegedly banned from several cities, and the fact is that if you actually and if you actually listen to what he said, there is constitution. You know, I'm not going to try to hijack the show here to a red state, blue state thing. Well, what I'm just saying to you is that don't just believe the headlines and what you said. I'm more upset at Dana White for actually forcing Holly Holm to fight Ronda Rousey again instead of actually allowing Holly Holm to actually get a fight. Okay.
Yeah, because it's not.
Oh boy.
Yeah, it's not. In a perfect world, it'd be Holly's call who she gets to fight next. But come on, it's all about the money.
Yes, exactly.
And the money is getting a trilogy between Holm and Rousey. Simply put.
Yeah,
it's good talking. Exactly.
Yeah, but as a matter of fact, she's actually doing something pretty cool tonight. She's actually making good on her promise to date that Marine at the Marine Corps ball. Remember, she said yes.
Lucky son of a gun.
So,
as long as he found dates for the rest of the four horse women. Yeah.
I believe he did. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So, no, I mean, look, all it is to me right now is that, what was I going to say? Just to me right now, Dana White's in trouble for a very different reason. He's got nobody except Conor McGregor. And if Conor McGregor loses to Jose Aldo tomorrow night, you are season deep shit. Okay?
Because Dana will be on the phone quickly. Look, Phil, we kind of need you, like yesterday, Phil.
But my shoulder's still hurt.
My shoulders still hurt, man. Can we at least wait till the first of the year to talk about this?
Screw your boobs!
Yeah, pretty much.
And yeah, Kurt, yeah, Kurt's jumping up from the table going, hey, I'll go in.
And then Dana drops the ultimate bombshell. Phil, if you do it, I'll be your best friend. I'll give you cookies.
And put it in, it ain't all peaches and cream either way. That's all we're saying.
No, it isn't. It isn't.
No.
I'm just looking at the reason I brought up the thing is, well, you know, dollars and cents, he may lose a little business short term. Who knows? But, yeah, he's got more pressing issues, to say the least.
And we've got a slightly pressing issue because I'm seeing Muckamuck standing in the booth tapping at his watch.
What? Do we have 3 minutes or something?
Well...
No. You must pick them and do it now.
Okay, time to cook a book. Books.
He admit it. He admits it.
We have it in the clear. Anyway.
So. Yeah, he's cooked the book so long that Nikki's soundboard goes in and out of the damn chat right now.
Yeah, right.
I've noticed that.
So we've got 7 matches on the card that I see.
Oh yeah, Chris Waters couldn't be here tonight, and he gave me his pick'ems that he would like me to read on air. So,
pony, 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 and pony.
Something about Roman with a horn and wings. Yeah.
What? Roman's become a Pegasus. Pegasus.
No, I'm saying that Roman is an alicorn and everybody thinks he's unworthy. Anyway,
That's unicorn.
Alicorn holio.
Are you threatening me? Are you threatening my horn?
It's wrong.
Does he need tippy for his bunghole?
Does he like lick titty caca? Anyway.
Pick'ems!
Yeah, 7 matches. How many points you got, Stat Punk?
7 matches, 8.9 with the wild card. Whee!
Stat Pony?
Not a very big pay-per-view.
Well, it's December. It's December ween. Upset. All right, first match.
Let's get on with it. The only one that doesn't really... I don't really care about all that much. Ryback versus Rusev. In some match, I guess. I don't know if it's a chairs match or what.
No, there is a chairs match. It ain't this.
That's the chairs match is Swagger Del Rio. I don't know if there's a stip on this one or not.
There is no stip.
He says no.
So, who wins?
Show me pre-show.
Pre-show match, and it's going to be a certain hungry Ryback.
I disagree. I think Rusev still wins this.
Okay, hold on. Bum, bum, bum. Sorry, I'm trying to get on the ball here, folks. I'm going to go with Rusev as well, so we're not on an island to get or alone.
Well,
and we're alone now.
Oh dear.
I think
we lose all our listeners. Did we lose all our listeners? I wouldn't be surprised.
We just gained them all back.
Several of them.
Ugh. We have listeners? Anyway.
We count. Anyway.
Fingers.
So, Chris said Rusev. And I don't have a coin handy.
Well, while you look for a coin, Rusev Petrea. Rusev Machka. He wins.
So, Chris picked Rusev. Okay.
And I think... I'm gonna pick Ryback.
Okay.
Thank you.
However, this is no pre-show match, and technically speaking, that would be a very weak wild card if I were to say there's gonna be another match added on top of that over on the pre-show. Because why else would they have it for an hour and have nothing?
Mm-hmm. And Renee do nothing but talk. An hour of Renee Young, I know, would not bother you in the least.
No, it would not.
Oh, no.
If I have it on mute, maybe. No.
How dare you?
I just want... Voice of Angel. No, I just want Dean to walk in front of the camera again.
By the way, belated birthday wishes, Dean. Smirk.
Yes, Dean, happy birthday, and I'm glad you got to do something silly on your birthday, like give Kevin Owens a face full of popcorn and soda. Do you even eat popcorn, man? The last time we gave you popcorn, you poured it into Sheamus's briefcase. You poured it in Rollins's briefcase.
While I'm thinking of it, I'm going to go to Instagram here just for a second, because Renee did post something on his birthday, a picture of Happy Scary Dean. Let me see if I can find it here.
Are we allowed to show that on the show?
Oh, no. It's very, very appropriate.
I know what it was, yes.
Yes, it's very, very appropriate.
Plus, they're not allowed to show rated R stuff on Instagram anyway, so
it was,
you're
it
fine.
It was Happy Scary Dean on a horse. Happiest of birthdays to my favorite human being, Heart.
Aw. No.
Here, I'll even share the picture in the chat. Looks like he's doing something to the horse.
Jesus.
Figures.
Next!
Tell me I'm wrong!
You're creepy!
Creepy.
Next match.
Alright, let's keep going. To the tables match.
I'm sorry, Maggle.
Get on with it.
8-man elimination. The ECW Originals or Team Extreme, whatever the hell they want to call themselves. Bubba Ray and Devon, the Dudley Boys, Dreamer and Rhino, will be facing off against the Wyatts. There will be 2 points possible. Who wins? And how many remain?
Oh, damn!
It's an elimination style?
Yes, most certainly is.
You mean how many of the winning team remains?
Yep, it's a tag team elimination tables match.
Okay.
How many remain of the winning team? Not who, but how many.
I'll go first. Okay.
Alright.
Wyatt's win with all 4 remaining.
You son of a bitch.
They've got to be booked strong at some point.
Right. However, I don't think they're going to be booked that strong. I'm betting Harper and Rowan are going to wind up eating tables, but Strowman and Wyatt will not. Wyatt family wins. Wyatt, Strowman remains 2 for those people playing alone home.
I'm going to go actually 3 out of the 4. The Wyatts win, and only Rowan is eliminated.
Okay.
Chris said Wyatt's with Bray and Strowman remaining.
Hey! Good minds think alike!
I'm not going to go against the grain on this one. However, yeah, because I don't think I have a really good wild card. I'm going to throw this out there. Bray Wyatt, no, they can't do it that way. He can't do that. He can't just tell somebody to fall through a table on his own team. No, I like y'all's idea. Bray and Strowman are going to be the last one standing.
Okay. Jason?
I agree. Bray and Strowman. 2 of them.
Okay. Now to the United States title match. I do believe... Yeah, it is. What am I saying? Del Rio versus Swagger. Chairs match. Who wins?
This will be easy. Am I get the broom ready?
Get the broom ready, but there's going to be funny stuff... that I'm going to be saying afterwards.
Hold on. No. Oh, excuse me. Swagger wins by DQ. Wild
there
card.
There is no DQ!
Oh, sorry. Never mind.
Okay. It's a chairs match.
Sorry.
Chairs match.
It's a steel stairs match.
Okay. I will call a wild card here. I'll show a wild card. Zeb will come out later in the match and interfere for Jack Swagger. Swagger wins. Takes the title.
Del Rio retains.
Jason. Jason, un perro.
I know I'm a perro, but I don't care.
That's right.
I've sucked all year. Why stop there?
I'm going to throw this in here, too.
Okay.
I'm going to throw in my wild card.
Okay.
Okay.
It's a squash match.
Ooh. Really?
It will take less than 5 minutes.
Ooh, I'd allow that.
Yeah, I'll let that one go. Chris is saying Del Rio. I am also going to say Del Rio because we're technically just getting started.
Yeah, I'm agreeing.
Okay, with Del Rio. So everyone says Del Rio except for
Jason.
Jason, and Jason's pulling in the wild card here.
Yep,
Deb interferes on behalf of Swagger.
And my wild card is that it only goes less than 5 minutes.
Okay. Give me just a second.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, dear God, I just thought of a fucking awesome wild card. It'll be coming. But first things first. Charlotte versus Paige. Who wins?
More like who cares, but I'm not going to do the obvious thing. I'm going to say Charlotte retains.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree with this one. Even with Paige having her movie coming out.
It's already out.
No, this angle's turned to shit.
Oh, it hasn't yet? Okay. I thought it did for some reason.
No.
No, it's out. Santa's Little Helper's out.
No, I said this angle with Paige has turned into shit.
We know that.
Josh, the movie's out, though.
Yeah, the movie's been out. Like a week or so.
Mm-hmm. All right, so did everyone pick Charlotte?
Yeah. I mean, put it to you this way. I don't care. We're waiting for Charlotte, Sasha. No one cares about Paige. No one cares about this. We really don't.
And sadly, no one cares about Becky Lynch either. I hate to say it.
Well, that's the way they booked her. She's third wheel.
Okay. Sorry, I was just trying to figure out what was going wrong with my... Anyway, we're good.
Books are cooked already.
Now we're to the triple threat ladder match.
Yes, please.
For the WWE Tag Team Championship. The New Day versus the Usos versus the Lucha Dragons.
Wild card.
Wins. Yeah. So will I here.
Okay, I will go first with the wild card because... If you heard correctly on Raw this past Monday, you heard a bit from the New Day pretty much talking about, why do we need ladders? We don't need ladders. And at some point in the match, they won't need ladders. The spot you're going to see is, I don't ask to be called for person for person for person for this, mind you. You're going to see Big E piggyback both Kofi and Xavier, and the one who's on top, probably Xavier, we'll say, will try to grab the belt. That will be a spot in this match. So it's a Tower of New Day, shall we say.
Okay.
Okay.
It might even end the match, or it might be one of those, like, Ultimate Doomsday Device kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
That's fair. It's
where just, is just,
go ahead.
To be honest, my wild card is actually going to expound on that a bit.
Oh.
Because I'm in full agreement. New Day's going to retain here.
And New Day,
however,
will retain. The pick.
It isn't just going to end the match. Oh no! They're going to use those damned unicorn horns to get the belts off.
Oh, God!
They're too flimsy for that.
What?
They're too flimsy for that, are you sure?
Are you not sure?
Actually, I've got a better idea.
Huh?
I've got a better idea. Tower or no tower. Xavier's going to use the trombone to try to get those damn belts.
Ooh.
I'll put in a vote for Auto One if that happens.
If he tries to get the belt with the trombone.
Yes. If he tries for the best with the trombone, mine.
So what about the unicorn horns?
No, I'll allow it. I'm just cautioning you. Just, when I saw them, I don't know if they're strong enough to do anything. the trombone being solid metal.
Yeah. Well,
keep in mind what they wear isn't always exactly going to be what you get on shop.com, too.
Admitted.
Right.
Yeah. But they will keep this for at least a while.
They better. Best thing going in the E today.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you're also picking the New Day.
I am, because Freebird Rule, Momentum Rule, and Triple Threat Rule.
And I'm going with New Day as well.
Yes, and I'm going with New Day because they are the nuclear hot right now, and they're probably top five in merch right now.
Yeah.
Easily,
because that's not the first thing I've heard New Day having sold out.
Chris?
Chris said the fans. No, actually, he said the Usos.
You fool!
Yep. Enjoy your loss there, Chris.
Last place, brother.
Considering how he's picked, it doesn't look like he's going last place just yet.
In that case, so am I. I'm going there. All right.
The only one here who's going to wind up possibly...
Well, Jason!
No. There's only been one real misplace for everyone, so yeah, we're good. We're good.
Right,
Owens Ambrose, Icy Wiener title.
That's so wrong.
Hey, we're 20 days away.
Well, let's see. Chris said Ambrose, and I'd like to agree with him. But Ambrose had momentum after the contract signing. Owens is retaining. We're just getting started.
Owens retains, will retain the belt. He may not win the match. But as long as I say Owens retains, that's all that matters, right?
I think that's how we score it.
I'll take it then. Owens retains.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, Owens, right. Owens is retaining here. He's going to do it in some dick heel sort of way. But
that
again,
we're
going to
cheer and laugh at him for anyway.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. But,
Carl. Yep.
Yeah, Owens retaining, but Dean's winning by DQ.
Okay, that would mean then I list it as Ambrose. Ambrose will win the match by disqualification. Exactly.
But, and for Dean, I think there's some other long-term plans with a different belt and a different opponent. Hint, hint.
Pop, 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 pop.
Not complaining.
Fair enough. All right, and now to the main event.
Yawn.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
This will be easy. Sheamus retains, we know, blah, blah, blah.
No, yeah. Hold on. Sheamus will retain, but he will retain by DQ when the League of Nations helps to... When the League of Nations
helps.
Jason! It's no DQ.
Exactly!
It's a TLC match.
Fine. Okay. The League of Nations will get involved in some way, then Sheamus retained. I'm sorry.
You're right.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm sorry. Look, it's been a long week. This working thing is getting in the way of my real life shit.
Jason.
And plus, he's still in shock over what I did off air here.
Yeah, Jason's making that real fuck money.
Yeah, I know. So.
Not the Virgil one. Mm-mm. The real fuck money.
Okay.
Oh my.
So Chris has his wild card here as well. And don't worry, it doesn't step on anybody's. And I'm going to put this up for auto win, not out of bias. The reason he picked Ambrose and the Usos is because he thinks Roman is going to get the belt off of Sheamus. And we're going to get an Armageddon 2003 moment with faces.
Wait, can you re-say that, please? Because I did not catch.
Okay. As you saw his earlier picks, the Usos win the tag belts.
Yeah.
Ambrose wins the IC title. Roman wins the WWE title. And we have an Evolution-style celebration with the four of them.
An Evolution-style celebration?
The family all has the belts. Do you remember at the end of Armageddon 03 when all of Evolution had their belts and they were celebrating at the top of the ramp?
I think that's when Triple H regained the world title.
All right, let me get the picture, then I can refresh your memory.
Or was that Survivor
Series? Evolution theme here.
No, it was Armageddon 2003.
Yeah, that's when he beat Goldberg. That's right.
Okay, got
it. On the grounds that it has no chance in hell of happening, I don't mind making it an auto win.
Yeah. There, this is the picture we're basing that he's basing his wild card on.
Armageddon.
That's not happening.
Armageddon.
If that happens, he can host a show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell him that. Okay.
And a future edition when you're not available.
Yeah.
If anyone's going to be standing in the end, it's going to be the League of Nations.
Yeah.
Like I said, I got bigger plans for Ambrose if I were booking and toward a bigger pay-per-view event.
Yeah, next month.
Yeah? Bingo!
Oh, yeah.
Maybe a certain match?
He doesn't need one match. He's just going to screw up the entire pay-per-view. This time he gets to do it at a big four.
I'm talking about with a certain 29 other people besides him.
Oh, just as a general question, I'm just going to put this out there. Could you just hit a certain car alarm for me for a minute?
No.
Sorry,
oh, dear God.
Soundboard is dead.
Beep, boop, oh. Boop.
Does he show up on Sunday or not?
No.
He won't be showing up till probably post-Christmas.
Probably the first of the year.
Because as you all know, kids, I gotta help Santa Claus get all the presents to all the kids.
I tell you, if we were lucky, we wouldn't see him or Nikki Bella for at least another few months. But that ain't happening.
Cena will be back for Mania season. Don't worry about that.
You can only go so long without the boobs that Gravity forgot, Carl. Come on now.
No, the boobs that Gravity forgot, I think, is done. I think she's done.
But she might be with her neck injury, Jim. Seriously.
What?
No, with her neck injury, yeah, you might be right.
Yeah, I think she's legit done. However, by the way, when Cena comes back, new shirt or not,
at least one.
That train never late, shirt. Jason.
Yeah,
and hopefully it will not. It'll be in some more respectable colors than University of Miami. Dwayne, I swear to God, Cena lost a bet with The Rock.
Yeah, he probably had to have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, lucky son of a bitch is now getting an SEC coach.
Good grief!
But I tell you what, you're saying that Nikki might be done with this neck injury.
Mm-hmm.
If she's done, Bree's done too. I'll hate to say that.
No,
she wants a family.
Oh yeah.
And if she's done, Brian's done too.
Hey, Daniel, if she's done, that means you two can start.
Yes.
Cue Lonely Island here.
Don't worry, once we get to next week and the Nickies and our predictions for 2016, I'll have quite a few doozies planned up my sleeve.
And I really need to get cracking on who in the world am I going to give these awards to? And Jim, I apologize. I didn't go to enough indie shows to give you any neat names to add to your list.
It's all right. I'll figure something out.
Yeah, how about this? Here's a homework assignment. Everyone come with five out-of-whack scenarios for 2016. And see if one actually happens.
Okay.
And we'll present it next week for the Nickies.
I hope you're ready for Jack Swagger of Mars.
Oh, God.
That's way the hell out there. I'm not sure we're going that far.
Well, maybe not all five could be out there, but some, maybe mix one that might definitely happen. You know, five scenarios you think might happen.
Okay.
Because I have quite a few.
Okay.
I kind of alluded to one earlier if you listen back in the MP3. So there you go.
So is that everything, Snapboy?
That indeed is everything.
All right.
Is this everything?
Is this anything?
Yeah.
Okay. So, but before we go... Carl, you probably need to sell some soap.
I defer to Jim first because he did a few things without me this week.
Uh-oh.
Yes, I did.
Funny.
Not happy about it, but yeah, you got to do what you got to do.
Excuse me.
No. I mean, no, you misunderstood, sir. It is what it is. Real life. I'm here to help. Help me. Help you. Yeah, okay. The BS Big Show. I filled in. I actually got to sit in both seats, so I had one seat for each butt cheek. That was exciting. And, it was me, it was Jason, it was Jess. It was, who else was there? People. There were people there. Talking NFL football, recapping the week that was, including... Yay. Eagles beat New England in New England. I don't believe it. Yay.
What?
I'm okay with this.
Of course
what?
You are.
What?
Cincinnati's number one in the AFC. Woo!
Don't get used to it.
I know. Woo!
I guess what they're going to do with the first game of the playoffs, they're still going to lose. Woo!
But yeah, this week coming up, Jim's going to be, I mean, shit, Josh is going to be with us this week coming up.
Yes, he will. And hopefully Carl will be back with us as well.
I'll be here somewhere.
Yoo-hoo!
Boo! Anyway.
Well,
But
no,
also won't. Touch 'em All is up, and go figure. As soon as the podcast gets uploaded, bigger moves happen.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
And one happened tonight as we started
have
recording
to do
this.
Just one just to figure out a few of them. I mean,
yeah, because right now, 2016 may be the year hell freezes over and Chicago burns to the ground again. Jason Hayward's now a Cub. Theo Epstein is playing to win now.
Yeah, he is. What was it, 8 years, $180 million, I think it was, something like that?
Yeah.
That's jump change for baseball.
As long as I can get out the LDS, they'll be fine.
Oh, right now they could be the team to beat in the National League on paper. You could make that case. But we'll talk more about that when we get to the other side of things. Pixel Nation, Jason, you bringing that back this weekend?
Yeah, Brian's been sick. You know, I mean, you know, he's,
well, we've known him to be sick for years, but I know what you mean this time physically.
Oh, I wasn't aware.
No. He was sick last week. He had a sore throat and couldn't talk. He should be back for this week because we are wrapping up the year. Try this on for size. You were talking about the 2K sports games, right? And you know that NBA 2K has sold pretty well, right? You know, EA Sports released a basketball game of their own, right? Called NBA.
Yes.
Live.
Yes.
Okay. Uh-huh. Do you know how many copies they have sold of this game?
2,000.
8,000.
And this is which game?
NBA Live. And NBA Live used to be the game that everybody went for.
Oh yeah, I had
until 1998. Yes.
Yeah, 98, 99. I had that. Yeah.
Yep, and then all of a sudden 2K Sports took it and
turned
it's gone.
Into shite.
Now, yes, is NBA Live officially licensed? All teams, all players?
Yes. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not like the NFL and Madden. Oh, no.
Well, no, the only other question I have is, and it's for all the new consoles and everything?
Oh, yeah. Yeah!
Wow!
I think
I haven't seen it marketed
too.
On TV, so there you go.
Well, again, if a game is released and no one knows about it, does it make a sound? You know?
Yeah.
Does it make a fart? No.
Yeah, exactly. We'll be talking more about that. WLTI will be back with the best and worst of everything.
Probably not until 2016, from what Chico said to me privately.
Yeah. Well, that's fine. We'll talk about the best and worst. We had the amazing race finale tonight. Survivor finale is next week, and Survivor finale is going to be really good.
Voice finale coming up this week.
Yeah, voice finale, and
can come in soon.
And believe it or not, we are just a couple of weeks away in 2016 for the start of the final season of American Idol. Holy crap! Really? I mean, you know, all
our
that
long
stuff.
National nightmare is almost over.
Thank you.
And how fitting the start of Spectrum 1 in 2016.
Oh,
a new national nightmare. No. Yeah.
We are not a national nightmare. We are one of the most positive podcasts and networks on the internet, I think.
Yes.
No, by the way, while you mentioned WLTI and Pixel Nation, that's only three shows behind each one, unlike the BS, which is behind six.
Jeez.
Oh, IRL can bite me.
We're going to try to work on getting you some extra staff to...
And yeah, this is the only podcast I'm able to actually put up somewhat timely.
Because ponies.
It is the most important one. Ha ha ha.
I'm flattered.
Yay.
And because Jim would kick my ass.
No, Brett would.
And him, yes.
Tell Brett he needs to be on my show again. Soon.
Well, and by the way, quick shout out to Brett because he actually won, according to his Twitter account, an interesting award. Let me see if I can quickly bring it up.
Yeah, speaking of people needs to be back on this show, we need others like Trista, for one.
I miss Trista.
Typho.
I don't think you'll ever be back.
I tried, damn it.
Fourth?
Fourth?
Maybe
Ben Tucker?
Let me talk to him.
God, I love his stories.
Oh, yeah.
Andy?
Andy Sturm?
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, if you're hearing typing in the background, that's me typing.
No, you're fine.
And he's too busy looking at soccer balls lately.
And friggin' Delgado. I don't care what, you know, how big of a cardboard box do I have to get that boy back on my show?
Mm-hmm.
And we'll try to get him for this. We'll also try to get him for the upcoming new show, Spec Riffs, in 2016, Jim.
Yes, Spec Riffs. Yes, mm-hmm. Indeed. Yeah, Brett got a community recognition award for in Millville. So good.
Oh, nice. Good.
Good for Brett Klein.
I applaud you, sir.
Excellent. Excellent.
Brett does a lot of stuff for the veterans, so he's good peeps.
Can I do a little plug of something that just was published today? Actually, that's been put on my webpage. On my Facebook feed. And one of my hobbies, as you know, is I like to win a lot of stuff. And I've done a lot of stuff, and I also talk about my game shows. I actually did an interview with a British sweepstaker named Di Coke. If you look at the superlucky.me is the name of the site, superlucky.me, and you'll see something that says Meet the Compers. Compers is the British term for sweepstakers, and I did a little email interview with her talking about my game show career and my sweeping hobby and all that sort of stuff. So check it out. Super lucky.
Very nice.
Very cool.
Speaking of interviews, later down in 2016, maybe we'll have a few extras for WLTI, G.
I'll put it to you this way. Once I get this job, I would actually like to get down to the theater to actually either talk to or at least see Wayne Brady and Kinky Boots. And by the way, just to let you know, great news for them and TPIR. Those are both guaranteed renewals, don't you think, Jim? Seriously?
Absolutely. I mean, Deal's highest ratings ever, and Price highest since 2006. So to all of you Golden Roaders down the road on the internet.
We have fingers for you.
Yeah, we do.
You're number one.
And you're
number one. Number two. Woo-hoo!
Come on down.
No, seriously. They're pretty much guaranteed.
Stone cold mortal locks, kids.
Yeah, and all it took was Drew Carey to dye his hair.
No, yes. I also think that it's also pretty damn cool that they're actually trying to do stuff that that sticks. And for the most part, minus maybe one really bad thing this October, it works. Yeah. Price is Right works.
And there's a family feel with both shows. So there
just as long as they don't do another All Plink audition, I'm happy.
Oh, I think they've learned their lesson from that.
They put it to you this way. They have pretty much one clunker show out of the year every year.
If you're only getting one out of 30, how many do they shoot a year?
About 195.
At least 180.
That ain't a bad average.
But seriously... And again, we hate to say, I don't hate to say it, but I will say it. Mike Richards is the damn man at CBS right now.
Mm-hmm.
He really is, because he is the guy who produces both Deal and Price for Fremantle. And he really knows what he's doing.
It's scary how good, how clockworkian, to use a term. Both shows look, it makes it look so easy, but it's not. And you know, again, and also what's also the amazing thing about Let's Make a Deal, they shoot an entire season in what, 4 months?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. 4 months. They shoot 175 shows in 4 months. That's crazy.
Wow. And Jeopardy will take a lot less time than that.
They shoot 39 days. But yeah. They shoot it, but what they do is they shoot over, you know, Jeopardy takes a longer time, but and Wheel does too, actually. So, you know,
I wonder how Feuds works. I know he has to do it before the summer because of
usually,
his other
usually
stuff.
Mid to late spring.
Because of his talk show and all.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, all I gotta say is this. I don't want to talk about Wheel. Moving on.
Yeah. Sorry, Jim. I'm just talking.
You're not.
But
continue. It's okay.
Sorry to hijack, Nikki. Go ahead.
This is a good hijack.
This is good stuff. Don't worry. As I mentioned earlier in the show, and I will shamelessly plug further now, Chris Waters and I do our own little thing called Paper Review, where we spin the Wayback Wheel and take a look at pay-per-views from the late 80s, and we will be starting 1990 very shortly. We just wrapped up Starrcade 89. Him and I and mutual friend Logan Harding came in and did the show with us. So we just, you know, it's not a riff tracks. We compare and contrast and make fun of everything from referee uniforms to the lighting. And the fact that in NWA you are not allowed to land an elbow drop.
Mm-hmm. And once y'all get to the late 90s, that's when I will jump in here and there.
Oh, absolutely. I mean,
especially
you know,
for the WCW stuff.
And anybody on the Spectrum One crew, if they're looking for a specific pay-per-view event, pay-per-view events, we're not doing TV main events, but, you know, we're going to be wrapping those up pretty soon anyway.
What about Clash of the Champions?
We're doing those.
Yay.
You remember that Stroll stream back in about a couple of years back?
Yes.
That's pretty much what pay-per-view is.
Yeah.
They go in chronological order with what Stroll used to put on his streams. Because you would put like Clash and then back you would put like WWF pay-per-views and, you know, stuff mm-hmm. like that.
Yeah, and that's pretty much what we're doing. We pick them apart. We look at some of the histories of it. Since I'm seeing a lot of this for the first time, I'm comparing it to what I know and what I have seen, thus the joke that Dean Ambrose is the son of Roddy Piper.
And it's going to be an interesting show because, of course, you know the stream could always freeze at any time.
Yeah, and there's also the fun thing about freezes, skips, music changes, what was going on behind the scenes, and sometimes just joking around what the wrestlers might have been saying to each other as the matches were progressing.
Mm-hmm. Elbow drop.
Well, no, it's little, you know, little things like, you know, what the hell was that? You know, this was us. Let's try that again. You know.
Yes, or, and it's when BRM is with y'all, bad camera angles.
Bad camera angles, bad handheld work, bad audio.
Because, see, that's what he does.
Bad electrified cages.
He does for hockey. He holds a camera.
Well, so I'm saying, he and I both have done television production, so we're going to we tear him to pieces that way. And we make fun of the giant maces that they had for microphones back in the day.
Oh, yes.
And get the old Bob Barker one.
Like I said, these things, you know, you'd have to get a license to wield one.
Oh, my.
And then watching guys jumping back and forth, a point that we've made, the war between the WWF and the NWA has been going on since the 80s.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It didn't start in 96.
No. It started in 83, didn't it? Pretty or 84, much. 84.
Somewhere in there where the, you because know.
No, go ahead. Because of Black Saturday.
And that's probably what started all this nonsense. So.
Yeah.
So it's very interesting. And just, you know, listen along with us. And as Chris asks, if you happen to have a copy on VHS, DVD, Laserdisc, Blu-ray, or some compilation that might be the live broadcast, send me a copy, because there is a difference between what's, you know, what might have ended up on the network and what originally aired. Mm-hmm. What was the other thing that I was going to do? Carl.
Yes?
Please save me a seat on BS after Concussion comes out.
Yeah, I think I'll have Jim do a roundtable with you, Jason, and a few others, like, separately.
Okay.
And I can always put that in.
No, that's cool, because you know how I feel about all this, and I've read the book and I've seen the documentary. Now I'm going to go see the movie.
Let's just say that will make for interesting listening.
And I'm doubting that Will Smith is going to do the brain in the jar, the brain in a bucket in the closet thing. You have to read the book to get the rest of that story.
Mm-hmm.
You never know.
If they do, I'm going to be blown away, and I will see it again, because I won't believe it the first time. That'll be the first movie in over a decade that I've seen that I've paid more than once to see. If they have that scene.
Well, I know that weekend I will definitely make sure to go and see it Christmas weekend. So.
I might not be able to see it when it premieres. But once I'm back up here, I'm going to go to a specific theater in St. Michael and give somebody some business. But that is another day.
So, yeah, you get your awards next week.
Yes, next week is the NICI Awards.
And the final show of 2015.
Yeah, final show of this year. So come with memories, come with ideas, come with nominations, because I might miss something. This has been a crazy ass year. And where the f*** did it go?
Yeah, really.
Seriously. So, I am not going to continue to ramble because I know my engineer needs sleep. At least let us clear the damn show. So for Stepway Josh Henniger, for Jim Williams, for Jason Block, for the Chief High Muckety Muck, Carl Schneer, my name is Nikki Heyman. You've been enjoying the North American Wrestling Connection. Do come back, because next week is a special occasion. And in the meantime, stay pony, my friends.